So is the honesty of touch. Written by Wolfie Luna, narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, Witch King. Relationship, Vashasa Kayla / Kyesteron. Rating explicit, creator chose not to use archive warnings. Bards played and people chatted and laughed and stuffed their faces with what had been the Hierarch's food just this morning. No one had even cleared away the smashed chairs from when today's fighting surged through this hall. Kai sipped his wine. It was watered down, but still bitter and throat-warming. Vashasa sat next to him. The picture of the victorious prince, filled with good cheer. He looked like he hadn't even had to wash any blood off him. Kai could see the spot on the back of his neck that he had missed. All the snippets of conversation were so ordinary. A few months ago, the death of a hierarch would have been unthinkable, but now this was the seventh city that had been liberated. No one talked of that death. It was all pretty girls and tax policy. A server walked up towards Vashasa, carrying a tray of finger food. She carried her weight lopsided, and her gaze even more so. Kai didn't trust that. She set down the tray. "Oh, thank you," Vashasa said. She pulled out a half-sword from the folds of her tunic. Kai jumped over Bashasa's chair. All physical, no intentions or witch work. The battle had drained all of his reserves, even with the amount he had been hit with arrows during it. It didn't matter. The server was slow, nervous. She pulled the blade out, but she hadn't moved yet, just stood there, shaking. That was the only reason he had enough time. Vashasa sat there, too surprised to do anything but blink. Kai landed, caught the blade in his palm. Power crackled into him with the pain. Not enough for anything but a small intention. He likely wouldn't need anything powerful to deal with someone like her. He grabbed her wrist with his other hand. She tried to jerk back. She stared at him, wild-eyed, like she suddenly realized she was about to die. She was right, and that she would not be long for this world. She was just wrong to think it was Kai grabbing her that caused that. She'd been dead ever since she pulled out that sword. She tried to drop the blade. Kai held it, stopped it from clattering to the floor. The sword was plain, not standard cadre equipment, but something similar. She shouldn't have had it. He doubted she'd stolen it, though. She didn't stand to gain anything from Bashasa's death. Someone had put her up to it. With a bribe, with blackmail. Maybe they threatened her. He had no way to tell. While he would have liked to get to the bottom of this, to prevent any further attempts on Prince Bashasa's life, there wasn't much he could do from the middle of a victory feast. Bashasa's cadre finally reacted. They pulled her free of Kai's grasp, carefully avoiding even brushing his clothes. He was going to convince Bashasa to take Kai's cadre for himself. This one just could not be trusted to be competent. The music finally stopped, with that shuddering of players noticing that others had stopped before realizing why. Then it took several toffee-slow moments for the guests to work out why the musicians had stopped. And why was Bashasa's cadre surrounding a random servant? And more importantly, why the fourth prince of the Underearth was holding a sword by blade and dripping blood on the tiles. Bashasa stood up, smiling, like he had never been worried or surprised by anything in his life. Well, that was exciting, wasn't it? A brittle laugh went around the room. Kai felt no need to join in. He gave Kai a subtle nod, the thanks he could not give without worrying their audience. He turned to the head musician, a man carrying a hand harp, and wearing the loudest skirt Kai had ever seen. "I'd heard the Ballad of the Swift Rivers was first performed in this city, yes?" The musician could pick up Bashasa's savvy. Maybe he'd missed his calling in a cadre. "Yes, sir. Played in this very hall, in fact, 200 years ago when the palace was first finished." Bashasa smiled broadly. "Then I would love to hear it, from the heirs of that fine tradition." He counted the other musicians in, and they all started playing. A twiddly little ditty, more about the virtues of the fair country maidens and strapping young lads, and what they could do to each other, other than the rivers that were the keystone metaphor. Kai paid more attention to the string melody. It took one verse for the conversations to pick back up. It took two verses for Bashasa's cadre to realize that they maybe wanted to take the sword Kai was holding out for them. One of them gingerly took it by the hilt. That was one of the advantages of holding it by the blade. They could grab it without fearing that Kai had poisoned his sleeves, along with being a demon. He sat back down on Bashasa's left, opposite side of his sword hand, covered his guard. "Thank you for that, Fourth Prince," Bashasa said. The music drowned him out enough that he sounded honest. Kai didn't know what to say to that. "Stop letting your cadre get drunk." The feasting wound down. Oh, food was still being served. Several tables and destroyed chairs were cleared to make room for dancing. The band still played as energetically as ever, because they were professionals, but the chatter quieted down. Some of the guests left physically, while others had left spiritually, collapsing drunk in their seats. In a moment when none of the luminaries of the city watched, Bashasa stood up. Kai and both their cadres followed. They walked to the rooms Bashasa had been put up in. They had been the hierarchs a few hours ago. At the beginning of the campaign, Bashasa had refused to stay anywhere like that. He wanted the appearance of equality among the nobles, at least. But now, the symbolism of him being a leader, the hierarch's untouchability passing on to him mattered more. Also, it contained beds and other furniture, none of which had been set on fire, which were at a premium at this point. Bashasa opened the door and gestured for the cadres to stay outside. Kai followed him in. Call it intuition, anticipating what Bashasa wanted. Call it not wanting Bashasa to get assassinated by someone in these rooms. Bashasa stretched, rocking unsteadily on his feet. Most people, when drunk, pretended to be more sober than they were. Bashasa liked to be contrarian and pretended to be more drunk. "If you try and tell me that was exciting," Kai said, "I'm going to have to hit you." Bashasa laughed. "Would you hit me if I said it was glad it was over?" A bottle of strong imported liquor sat on a side table. Bashasa poured two glasses and handed one to Kai. "You need something stronger than that watered-down stuff after that fight." He left it ambiguous whether he meant the battle or the assassination attempt. Kai took it, but didn't drink. Even if Bashasa wasn't that drunk, one of them needed to be actually sober, seeing as they were in hostile territory. Bashasa didn't drink yet, just held the glass contemplatively. He collapsed onto the couch with an exhale. It was new, with brocade that didn't match the local style. Kai sat down next to him. The cushions were soft enough that he felt like he was being eaten by them. Bashasa held his glass up in a mock toast. "Thank you again for the help back there." Kai said nothing. Every time he said, "I still owe you," or "Where exactly would I go?" Bashasa made a face. Bashasa slung an arm around Kai. Kai turned to look at him. "You know, we don't have an audience." Bashasa looked pointedly innocent. "There isn't anyone here." "Kai, I hate to have to be the one to tell you this, but I do count you as a person." "I know you trust me," Kai said. That's why Bashasa touched him, and if it had the side effect of making him look fearless, so much the better. Bashasa raised an eyebrow. "Is that why I'm doing it?" He set his drink down on the side table. "I do it to make a point, yes, but Kai..." He was always Fourth Prince around an audience, and Kai when they were alone. "You have to know that I don't do everything for diplomacy's sake." He gave Kai an affectionate squeeze. Kai sank into that warm weight. It was something he missed from his time with the Soretti, mist from other demons who could actually bear to be in the same room as him. Bashasa was the only person who would touch him willingly. And he had the grace not to act like he was taking his life in his hands. Bashasa made a humming noise. "You're thinking," Kai said. Or, rather, performatively thinking, which was worse. Bashasa smiled. "Maybe." "That's dangerous." He leaned into Kai a little. Like he was drunk enough he needed the support while sitting, which he was definitely not. His smile showed his teeth and the tip of his tongue. "You know, I never quite know what you want, Kai." "I want the hierarchs dead," he said flatly. Bashasa laughed. "That's not what I meant." He hummed again. "What would, say, a demon of the Condessa Soretti do if he wanted to show he was interested in someone?" It was impressively unsubtle. Kai played along anyway. He raised an eyebrow. "Where's this sudden curiosity from?" Bashasa pressed his thigh up against him, pretended it was just a natural shift and not something calculated. It felt like having hot coals wrapped in a woolen coat pressed against him. Bashasa was impressively warm as a person. "Maybe I'm interested myself. Not that my heart would be torn from my chest if you were not." And that was another part of Bashasa's performance style, that breezy confidence that went along with being willing to sling his arm around a demon. Whether Kai was interested was somewhat of a philosophical question. He trusted Bashasa, he believed in Bashasa, and his vision of a world free from the shackles of the hierarchs. And he wanted Bashasa to stop grinding himself into the ground. He wanted him to be happy. And if he was interested in Kai, well, he was quite happy to be accommodating. He had done infinitely more unpleasant things for reasons that were only a little better. One could make a coherent strategic argument about the importance of Bashasa relaxing, for once, instead of just pretending he was. Kai stood up from the couch and knelt down in front of him. He smoothed his skirts out and adjusted the pins holding Talamini's hair out of his face. Talamini's had been silent for a week now. Memories from him were rarer and further spaced now. Kai wouldn't be surprised if he never learned anything from him again. He'd thought that last week, too, before he'd had a flash of how best to draw an intention. If Talamini's knew anything about how to perform this task, his silence remained. Bashasa would never be interested in Talamini's himself. Kai just didn't know what proportion of his interest was in Kai or the body Kai wore. Bashasa looked confused. "What are you doing?" Kai put Telamini's hands on Bashasa's knees. "You said you were interested in me." "Oh," he said, like he'd expected something else to happen between him saying that and Kai getting on the floor. Among the Soretti, one usually just says that they're interested. This wasn't entirely true. There was a process, but it wasn't relevant. Not with his people gone. What Bashasa needed to know was that he was willing and wanted to please him. "I see," Bashasa said, staring down at Kai, evidently too distracted to be articulate. Kai pressed Talamini's lips to Bashasa's clothed groin. He did not know what he was doing, but he could give this sign of willingness. He knew the theory. You could not live among the Soretti, or in the summer halls, or an army on the march, and not learn it. He'd just never learned the practice. Anyway, if Bashasa wanted competence more than he wanted Kai, that would be easier to get. "Kai," Bashasa choked. Kai looked up at him. "Bashasa." Kai undid the ties of Bashasa's skirts, struggling a little with the one that had tightened itself into a lump over the course of the day. Bashasa loosened it the rest of the way. Kai parted the skirts just enough to free Bashasa. His cock lay over his thigh, not hard yet, but heavy. A trail of dark hair went up his thighs, and down from his belly button, before pooling in a black halo around his cock. Bashasa watched Kai watch him, creating a loop of observation. He wrapped Talamini's hand around Bashasa's cock and stroked, felt the blood heat of it, the way the skin moved under him, the way it filled out to a proper hardness. Bashasa breathed in hard. How many other people had touched Bashasa here? It wasn't a question he needed an answer to, so he did not ask. It was a good start, but was something Bashasa could do himself, not something that was worth being Kai's only offer. He wrapped Talamini's lips around the head, careful of teeth, wrapped a hand around the base, moved head and tongue. He pulled off and looked up at Bashasa. "Tell me if I'm doing what you want." Bashasa looked more convincingly drunk now, flushed and staring wide-eyed at Kai. "I'm enjoying it." Kai nodded and put him back in Talamini's mouth. He tasted of salt and meat. Bashasa's thighs were a warm wall surrounding him. He kept his pace slow, because he doubted Bashasa wanted business-like efficiency, and he didn't want to miss what he liked due to not exploring enough. What if he moved his hand like this? Moved the mouth down just to where it tickled Talamini's gag reflex. Circled Talamini's tongue around the head. Bashasa made a cut-off, breathy sound and clapped a hand onto his shoulder. "Like that, thank you." Even with Bashasa inside his mouth, his foot pressing up against his calf, that hand on him felt more precious than all the hierarch's treasures. Kai closed his, repeated the way he moved his hand, that dip of the tongue on the underside of the crown of Bashasa's cock. He didn't even have to think about it once he'd learned it, just did it by rote without thinking. It was convenient, even. Could please Bashasa while trying to piece together who had set up that servant, how best to stop them. The sword was cheap, as swords went, but not cadre or legionary. Was it from some local militia the hierarchs had taken control of? "Stop, stop that." Kai pulled off and looked up at Bashasa. Working out what he'd done wrong was also something he could try and piece together. "You aren't getting anything out of this." It wasn't a question. Kai wiped Talamini's face with the back of his hand. The only response he could think of wouldn't be convincing to Bashasa, but it was the only one he had. "But you are." "Kai, you are my beloved friend and not my sword. I would appreciate you not treating yourself like one." His voice came out rough. "What would you have me do then?" Bashasa sighed and stood up. He patted the couch. "Come up here for a start." Kai sat on the couch. Bashasa gently pushed him to lay on his back and straddled his hips. Bashasa's thighs were a warm weight pressed against him. He loomed over him like he was shielding him with his back. It felt wrong. Kai should be the shield here. He could heal. Though he knew it was irrational. If he was actually worried about Bashasa being murdered, he would not be distracting himself like this. "If you're not having a good time, in and of itself," Bashasa said, "I don't want to do that with you. I want you to say something." It was an order, but as soon as he stopped speaking, his eyes turned soft. Kai couldn't tell if Bashasa was looking at Talamini's face, or in Kai's eyes. "Would you do that?" Kai nodded. "If you're going to insist on being generous." Bashasa laughed at the venom in his voice, eyes crinkling. "Oh, I'm insisting." He undid the ties of Kai's skirts and slid them down his hips just enough to free his cock. Kai hadn't been paying much attention to it. It was aroused, because having Bashasa in one's mouth would do that to most people. But he hadn't been planning to use it. Bashasa wrapped a hand around Kai's cock, exploratory touches, pulling the foreskin back from the head. His other hand held onto Kai's hip, thumb digging through the fat to press on the bone. He watched Kai's face with a hungry wonder. His face must be blank, not like what Bashasa was doing. "It's good," Kai said, so Bashasa had some feedback. Bashasa raised an eyebrow and let go.
"Is it?"
It was both a legitimate question and checking Kai isn't just saying what he thinks he wants to hear. Kai nodded.
"It's good."
Bashasa could touch him any way he wanted to, and it would be good. The fact that it also felt good for normal physical reasons was just an added bonus. Bashasa grinned. "Excellent." He pulled out the lacing holding Kai's tunic shut and pulled it down, freeing his arms and leaving the loop of fabric pooled around his waist. His hand went back to stroking as he leaned down to kiss Kai. He started at collarbone and worked his way down to the fat and muscle of Kai's pectorals. His lips were soft, with a scratch of stubble just behind them. Kai put his arms around Bashasa's waist. He wasn't entirely sure where to put his hands, after so long of constantly tracking them and the distance between them and other people. But Bashasa wouldn't mind, and that was almost as heady as his touch. Bashasa arched up into his arms. He was reassuringly solid, even if he was a little thinner than he had been when he and Kai had first met. He felt like someone who could pretend to hold the weight of the world on his shoulders, even if he really shouldn't. He ran a thumb down the head of Talamini's cock. Kai bit back a sigh. He had been aroused before, but never this much in this body. The novelty made the intensity even more overwhelming. His abdomen was tense in anticipation. He could feel himself dripping into Bashasa's hands. Little undignified noises tried to claw their way out of his throat. He let them, despite the embarrassment, Bashasa would want to hear them. Bashasa sucked on his nipple and tried not to laugh. Kai would take that as confirmation. He was used to tracking how close he was to other people. He was used to carefully tracking where Bashasa touched him. A brief touch over clothes set off a spark in his brain. Hands and mouths on bare skin in constant motion was almost too much. Bashasa's cock poked him in the thigh, still free from the skirts that were slowly sliding down his legs.
"If you're going to insist on me getting something out of this," Kai said, trying to sound authoritative and not out of breath. "You should get something out of it, too."
"So picky," Bashasa teased. Kai opened his mouth to say something about double standards, but Bashasa pressed their lips together to stop that. Kai knotted his hands together behind Bashasa's back. Bashasa moved again, something pressed against Kai's cock. Kai pulled back from the kiss to look. Bashasa moved to mouth at the corner where Kai's jaw met his neck. He held both their cocks in one hand, stroked them together, held them together like he was trying to maximize contact. Each atom of contact felt like an electric shock, too much to contemplate as a whole. The sheer smugness on Bashasa's face was dampened by the little breathy noises he made.
"Is this acceptable?"
"Yes, very." Kai turned his head, not trusting himself with words, and kissed Bashasa's mouth again. It was sloppy, only half kissing and half sharing breath and panting into each other's mouths until they were both a little dizzy. Bashasa pulled back and bit where neck met shoulder. It felt nice. He could feel each of Bashasa's teeth and the warm wetness of his tongue against his skin. It wasn't just the sensation, but the intimacy of being touched so intensely that part of him was inside Bashasa's mouth.
"I should help you conserve your strength," Bashasa said with a smile.
Kai didn't have the heart to tell him that gently biting him wasn't going to give him the power for even the weakest of intentions. Bashasa groaned and rolled his hips. Kai didn't need to look, didn't dare look, in case he passed out at the overwhelming knowledge of it. Bashasa was grinding into his own hand, against Kai, against Kai's cock. It felt good, and it meant he got to touch Kai
and he wanted to touch him as much as Kai wanted his touch. Kai closed his eyes. Bashasa bit down on the meat of pectorals, with force this time. It hurt, but not the right kind to power an intention. It felt too good. Without sight, the sensations were even more intense. Kai blinked them back open. Bashasa let go. The bruise faded immediately, but it was a good effort. Purple indentations of Bashasa's teeth surrounded reddened skin.
I can feel you twitching.
And yeah, he was. It was strange that his body could move independently like that.
I think I'm close.
He breathed. He was not entirely sure, but it felt like he should be. Bashasa made an inarticulate noise. His hand sped up, and his rocking nearly pushed Kai up the couch. His head hung down, eyes fluttering shut.
Thank you. I'm not doing anything, not worthy. Thank you, too.
Bashasa came, cum splattering on Kai's stomach, and he kept stroking Kai with those broad fingers, with the calluses on the ball of his palm from wielding a sword. Kai couldn't breathe right, like something was squeezing his diaphragm. Bashasa just watched him, attentive and content and inordinately fond. And that tension that choked off his diaphragm, that burning electric heat released all at once. Kai came, shorter and more intense than he was used to, but still good. Though, while he was aware of the utilitarian purpose of the liquids, they seemed a bit undignified. Bashasa kissed his neck again, gentle, and Kai could feel the smile behind it. Cradled his head like he was something thin and porcelain. Bashasa ducked his head and licked their mixed cum off Kai's stomach, his spit leaving cooling stripes.
Bashasa,
Kai choked. This seemed below the dignity of a prince. Bashasa looked up at him, so smug and pleased that Kai couldn't really say anything about it. A little spot clung to his nose. Kai reached out to wipe it off with his thumb. Bashasa took his wrist and hand and his thumb into his mouth, swirling his tongue to get it off. Kai could not get physically aroused again, but his body very much tried at the idea of any part of him being inside Bashasa. Bashasa kept holding his wrist.
So, have I brought you around to not using yourself as a tool?
You're impossible, Kai said, wrapping his free arm around his waist and pulling closer. Bashasa shuffled them around. There was not really enough room on the couch for two people, let alone two lying down, but Bashasa tried. They lay side by side. Kai pressed up against Bashasa's chest. One arm held Kai close, while the other was squished against his shoulder blades. Evidently deciding that even that wasn't enough contact, Bashasa hooked a leg over Kai's.
I hope I'm not too heavy.
Kai's skin buzzed with the contact, with the trust, with that casual warmth and weight he hasn't felt since the last Candessa Ceretti fell.
That's good, he said, voice slurred by sleepiness. You're warm. Oh, am I just a bed warmer then? Bashasa joked.
Kai turned his head just enough to look at him properly, tried to form the words into something true that he could bear to bring out of his throat. Bashasa abhorred the minds and ways of the hierarchs, loved freedom and hated chains. He would not want to hear Kai calling himself his, no matter how true it was.
You're the one I follow.
Eyes lit with mirth softened into something else. Bashasa kissed the back of his neck.
I know. I treasure it.
A brief pause.
I hope you enjoyed yourself,
Bashasa said, turning back to tonight, because that was easier to speak of than anything else. Kai turned, his eyes slipped shut. The warmth of Bashasa behind him was incredibly soporific.
I want you to have what you want. Likewise.
The silence stretched for a moment as they both turned over that shared honesty. Kai made a humming, contented noise. No, he needed to say more than that. Even if he could not say it with his throat, he could say it with his lips. He picked up Ashasa's hand where it lay draped over his chest and kissed his knuckles. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.